This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan
Well, the weather may be warming up. I hope it is where you are. And the political battle on the Republican side is definitely heating up. Jonathan E. Mord here to rekindle the sacred fire of liberty. Cheryl Shumley as well from WorldNet Daily, author of The Devil in D.C. We got to crank it up. Jonathan, you've said that this election on the Republican side is Trump's to lose. Is he losing it now? What's going on?
Well, this is his first big contest. He stumbled a couple of times, and he needs to be able to show that he can come back with a vengeance. The most important thing for Trump right now is to put substantive meat on the policy bones that he's presented in his campaign. He hasn't fleshed out in a major way his position on foreign policy, domestic policy, war on terror. He's made statements that are kind of superficial, hitting his positions on the conclusions. He now needs to explain in detail what he means to do and to show that he can satisfy the voters' appetite for knowing more about him. That is, what will you do as president? Can I trust you? Are you able to be president? And his opponents are using the opportunity to say, look, He flip-flops on issues. He makes rash statements. He doesn't really know what he's doing. He would be a terrible president. He needs to come out of this with definitive positions. He needs to state them boldly. They need to be articulated in detail. And he has to defend them vigorously. And he has to be ready for the subtle attacks. He wasn't ready for Chris Matthews. The statements that he made, when you look at them in context, aren't bad. He didn't say that he would use nuclear weapons in Europe. He said that he wouldn't rule it out, that there might be a circumstance that could arise in which he might do that. Well, of course, they turn it immediately. Trump does not rule out that he will use nuclear weapons in Europe. He should have done the opposite. He should have said, I can't foresee a circumstance in which nuclear weapons would need to be used in Europe. Instead, he said, well, I can't rule that out as a possibility, meaning in context of the statements he made, that he couldn't rule it out completely. And a statement about it using nuclear weapons in the Middle East, he should have come back and hit hard on that, that if there's no other way through conventional means to eliminate a mortal threat to the United States, he will do whatever is necessary to defend the United States against its enemies. And if those enemies are terrorists overseas, and there's no other way to save American lives, I will use nuclear weapons. But I will use them strategically if necessary, and I won't engage in an all-out war throughout the Middle East. So he fell into that with Chris Matthews, and then Hillary Clinton picked it up. But let's hear from Cheryl on the details, particularly about this thing, this flap with the aide to Trump who's been accused of committing an assault and battery on this former Breitbart reporter.
Right. Corey Lewandowski, the campaign manager for Donald Trump, was accused by Michelle Fields, who's now the former Breitbart reporter, of misdemeanor assault during a campaign rally in Florida. And, you know, everybody's aware now that there were several video shots of the scene where you couldn't really get a clear picture of what happened. The latest video that emerged came from the Jupiter Police Department, where she filed her misdemeanor assault complaint, where it seems to show that Lewandowski maybe brushed her arm or pushed her to the side. That's alleged because you still don't have a clear view. In any case, it's not what Fields initially described happened. She came out, if you recall, and said that she was tossed to the side so roughly that she practically was thrown to the floor. And there's no video that shows that or eyewitnesses. And, you know, believe her or not, this is the same former reporter, though, who at one time accused former Congressman Alan West of groping her, but then later took back that claim. She one time, when she was with the Daily Caller, accused the New York Police Department of roughing her up during an Occupy Wall Street protest that she was at, and I believe those charges went away as well. And I think there were a couple of other issues where she had alleged being roughed up, but nothing came of it. So here we are again. To his credit, I guess, at this point, because nothing's proven yet, Trump is standing by Lewandowski, and he's not going to dismiss him from the campaign. But this sure adds another element of, you know, something to watch on this political season.
Yeah, I might add to that. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just wondering about the video that I did see. It didn't look like there was a roughhousing scenario. Are we being hypersensitized, overly sensitive? And I'm not advocating violence to women or reporters either, but it just seems to me that they're looking for anything and everything, and it's a little suspicious.
It is suspicious because, look, as a practical matter, whether it's the president of the United States, a candidate for president, they have Secret Service protection, they have to move a candidate from one location to another, and they need to do it safely, and they cannot, and the media are like large mosquitoes, you know, they descend upon these candidates and try to get them to communicate with them, even when they're moving about trying to get from one place to another, and frequently they're pushed, shoved, knocked down. Cameramen are all the time getting pushed, shoved, knocked down. That's part of the job. But as far as the candidate is concerned and the Secret Service and the candidate's aides who are moving him, they want the candidate not to have somebody who touches them, gets near them. Reportedly, this reporter actually touched Trump, and they get too close. And the Secret Service don't like it, and the candidate's aides don't like it. So I wouldn't be surprised if she was pushed or brushed aside. But that's far different when it's done to protect a candidate from being his movement being impeded or his space being occupied, than to affirmatively go after somebody. And in this case, it looks to me like she was pushed. At worst, she was pushed out of the way so that he could move. And there's absolutely no foundation then for the charge of an intent to cause her injury. The intent was to ensure that Trump could get where he was going and have the Secret Service move him along.
Well, this appears to me, again, we've talked about the attacks on Trump and all the things that they said, this will do Trump in, this will do, nothing did. And so they kept going, they kept pushing, they kept pushing it. And to your point, Jonathan, going up against a guy like Chris Matthews, who's a seasoned political reporter from the political left, you know, Trump's not going to have the nuance to know how to navigate that terrain, I don't believe, because that's not his forte. He's just off the cuff. He says what he says. Now they're setting it up as if Wisconsin's done for. It's a done deal, and that means he may not be able to get the amount of delegates before the convention.
Well, there are a few days left. It looks rather bleak in Wisconsin because there's been a surge for Cruz that has overtaken Trump by a significant amount, as many as 10 points. But it's not done, and I'm telling you, if Trump, and I think he's moving in this direction. He's been here in Washington, D.C. today. He's met with foreign policy advisors, domestic advisors on these issues. He met with Rince Priebus at the Republican National Committee. Those are good things. but he really has to get a honed message that puts substantive meat on those policy bones so that he explains his positions. You see, people like him because he's the tough guy and because they think that he's a Washington outsider. He's going to come in. He's going to break things up. He's going to prevent all the corrupt activities of anti-competitive activities and self-dealing by politicians. And they think that he's going to hammer ISIS and resurrect America overseas and rebuild the American economy. Well, he has to prove now that he has the substantive wherewithal to do that. He has to come out very strong against ISIS, explain in detail how he's going to rebuild the American military and structure it so it's going to annihilate ISIS. He needs to explain how he's going to revitalize the American economy, how he's going to roll back regulation and reduce taxation to create an economic boom here in the United States. He has to, he's already done enough and should continue to do his position on the border. But he, you know, if he's going to win the nomination, now he has to prove himself.
Right.
He's going to have to do that. If he does that, if he's very strong on these things, he's got it. He needs to just do it on his own. Hold a press conference, get out there, and lay out the policy positions and defend them, invite media comments and questions, and hammer it. And if he appears strong and resolute and to know what he's doing, people will give him the benefit of the doubt, and all this will pass, and he'll be back in the driver's seat.
Yeah, you mentioned the border, Jonathan, and Cheryl's got an article at WND about open borders destroying this experiment of America, quoting, I guess, John Bolton. Is that right, Cheryl?
Yes, former U.N. Ambassador John Bolton.
And well, the big threat, you know, the big threat is terrorism. The big threat of an open border, I mean, it's absolutely an invitation for ISIS and other terrorist groups to infiltrate this country, to just come right across the border with all the illegal immigrants and get into this country. And no doubt they're doing that, and no doubt we are in dire trouble. But that's the message Trump has to hit home. That, look, it's not just illegal immigration from Mexico. It's illegal immigration from around the world that threatens the security of the United States. He needs to hammer that. And he's the champion of it. That's his issue. And people love it.
Yeah. Speaking of the illegal immigrants, or let me just say the term illegal aliens, there's another article here I want to ask Cheryl about from WND. Is it true the Library of Congress dumped the term illegal alien? Is that right? The new dictionary coming from the Library of Congress, it doesn't address political correctness, does it? All right, we'll come back with Cheryl Chumley from WorldNet Daily, as well as Jonathan Ebor, the Sacred Fire of Liberty, a little bit later. Norm Singleton's coming back from the Campaign for Liberty as well.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, Jonathan Ebor continues. Cheryl Chumley, WorldNet Daily. Cheryl, I was reading this latest article. You've got a bunch of them up there, but this one we mentioned Bolton and the borders, the open borders. But also there's another one here about the Library of Congress no longer using the term illegal alien. First of all, is this true? And if so, how did this come to be?
It is true, and what a crazy story it is. So Dartmouth College students, faculty, and librarians, they had formed a coalition a couple years ago, and for the last 2 years they've been petitioning the Library of Congress to drop the use of the term illegal alien or illegal immigrant, and they were finally successful. The Library of Congress is going forward now only going to make reference to illegal immigrants as, quote, non-citizens or unauthorized immigrants. They're not going to use the term illegal person any longer, illegal alien. And, you know, this is straight out of the playbook of the UN. The United Nations for years has been pressing for world powers to only refer to illegal immigrants as undocumented persons. And the leftist chant has been that for years as well. The danger is if you're not calling it what it is, then you certainly, it's going to make it harder to make a case for border crackdowns if you can't refer to the illegal border crossers as illegal immigrants.
I mean, this is they're going to, what do they call terrorists? Not nice people? I mean, we want to be gentle about this.
Freedom fighters, right?
Yeah. Wow. Just stunning. Just stunning. You know, I know that Thomas Jefferson started the University of Virginia, but, I mean, is there a concept of separation of university and state? I mean, all of the money that's gone into the student loan program and things like that have created, obviously, a bubble, an education bubble. Bernie wants to come in and make it free for everybody, which, of course, there's no such thing as a free lunch. He hasn't grown up to understand that yet either. But where do you find some common sense? Because certainly it's not much happening at the university level.
Yeah, I would say Jonathan can speak to the communist history on campuses, but, you know, I would just caution that these aren't, these stories that come out of our college campuses, you know, while some may just laugh them off or find them silly, they're not, because this is our next nation of leaders. This is what people are talking about on college campus. It's ending up in our political arena right now. And when these people graduate, they're going to be the ones to lead us into the coming generations.
Hmm. Well, I'm still waiting for the candidate this cycle to say, I'm running for president so that I can get the rest of the government to leave you all alone.
Yeah, I think that ship has sailed.
Yeah.
I would love a candidate like that.
Yeah. Incredible. Speaking of that, there's a Ron Paul rule. Did you know about this? The Ron Paul rule, they tried hard not to let him gain delegates at the last convention that might help Trump. Is that right?
That I'm not familiar with. No, I don't.
That might be a Norm Singleton story, because they covered it last cycle with the Campaign for Liberty. But you know how the RNC changed his rules? They want to protect the establishment, and it might be backfiring on them in the case of Donald Trump. I don't know, Jonathan, if you're aware of that either.
Well, we'll hear about it from Norm. Of course, he was intimately involved with it, being a right-hand man to Ron Paul. So I'd rather hear the details from Norm. But
sure.
One thing that, you know, this is a new dynamic. If Trump loses in Wisconsin, it really does make it much more difficult for him to win on a first ballot. And it seems there would probably be a second ballot situation. But that only underscores the fact that if Trump really wants to win this thing, he's going to have to rise to the occasion quickly and put substantive meat on the policy bones and fight like the Dickens and mm-hmm. get out there and become the populist maverick that he needs to become in order, you know, that he is, but that he needs to expose to everybody to take this. And he's going to have to use the media by scheduling it on his terms, having press conferences, doing events that draw large audiences and forcing the media to them. He's going to have to create the environment. Ironically, the absence of debates may not be serving his interests. That may be hurting him. It's a difficult thing, but the more people are exposed to Ted Cruz, the less they like him. The more personal interaction there is with Cruz, the less people seem to like Ted Cruz. The opposite is, interestingly enough, the case with Trump for at least 50% of the audience.
Sure.
In other words, half of them hate him and half of them love him.
Well, and the people that know him personally all just speak his praises. Again, I know I'm one step removed from someone who works very closely with him and describes him as a very kind person, not so bombastic as he is on TV, interestingly enough. Cheryl Chumley, thanks for being with us. Always appreciate you.
Hey, thank you.
Back after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert will be right back.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1-3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system, they have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Each week, Jonathan E. Moore and I get to welcome a good friend from the Campaign for Liberty, Norm Singleton, except when he's off to go see The Who. Now, the question I have for you, Norm, because I talked about this with Jonathan off the air and on the air last week, which Who are we going to see? The World Health Organization or the one with Roger Daltrey?
Fortunately, I went to see the great rock band in their last on their last tour, so their last appearance in D.C. And they, despite the fact that Daltrey and Townsend are both over 70, they still played my generation, and they still sung Hope I Die Before I Get Old.
See, Jonathan, he wouldn't miss our show to go see the World Health Organization.
No, I don't think Norm would go to the World Health Organization if you paid him. That's about as far away from Norm Singleton and his way of thinking that you can possibly get.
Well, of course, the problem, the other thing that's risky about them singing Hope I Die Before I Get Old at their age is, given that they're British, their British healthcare system might be willing to accommodate that.
Save a little money on the old folks, right?
Yep.
Yeah, they'll get health care in England. It'll just be after they're dead. I mean, it'll take so long to get in there that rigor mortis will set in, but they will get in. It's just a question of time.
Yeah, well, exactly.
I've seen them a bunch of times. The first time I saw them was in 1982, the first farewell tour, when me and my buddy complained that ticket prices were $18. And that only the Who, or maybe the Stones, could get away with charging that amount, and Zeppelin if they were still around. And thinking today what you pay, you can't get a T-shirt for $18. I don't think you can get a hot dog and a beer at any concert or sporting event today for $18. So thanks, Federal Reserve.
Yeah, but Norm, back in 82, did you know about the Fed? Was the reason for that?
I did not understand that about the Fed was the reason for that. I did, having grown up in a conservative household, understand that taxes were a bad thing. And the way my father explained it to me when we was during the Proposition 13 debate, we were watching a news special about it. It was incredibly slanted against it. And was it Proposition 13 in California, the property tax referendum? And there was somebody who was going to lose some social services or something if the tax cuts passed because the balance of the budget. And my dad said, well, you know, you probably feel sorry for him. I feel sorry for him, too. But just consider that these programs are funded off of money taken out of the paycheck of people like me who work very hard. And if you cut these programs, the people on them won't starve in the street. They'll have to do what I do, which is go out and find a job in the private sector and work very hard to make money. And if they can't find that, then there'll be private charities. People will give more to private charities because they won't have to pay as much in taxes. And has always stuck with me, the fact that I guess my first introduction to kind of that line of thought, that, you know, yeah, government programs, you know, they may all be wonderful, but there's some guy like my dad who gets up early every morning and goes to work, comes home late, he's the one paying for this, and he's the one who very few politicians really think about. Of course, the next year there was a president elected who was elected because he talked about the problems of people who get up every morning and work hard and have their money taken from them by the government, both through taxes and inflation. It could change, and every time the last couple times I've seen The Who was 08, 2012, and just now. And all those times, it just amazes me. And it was in November of 08 and November of 2012. In fact, it just that Won't Get Fooled Again just seems to be, of continuing relevance, maybe even more relevant now than it was.
Sure.
And I remember in 08, I was actually leaving after hearing Won't Get Fooled Again. I was kind of offended because it was the night before the election that they played D.C., there were people there with Obama shirts on. And the whole hope and change?
Yeah, they all got fooled.
And I just was thinking, like, wow, you people are idiots.
Yeah. Well, Ron Paul had a blog post at Campaign for Liberty recently talking about conservatives wanting to cut spending, or is it that they're wanting to slow the growth of increased spending?
Right. And that's, this is the, we have, the budget, as I guess, you know, everybody's been following lately, the budget fight that, Republican leadership is trying to put together a budget that will, help, or that will, can pass with Republican votes. And there's some holdouts in the Republican Study Committee and in the Freedom Caucus, but, unfortunately, the alternatives produced by the RSC and the, Heritage Foundation are better. They do a lot of good things, audit the Fed, repeal Obamacare, tax relief, so a lot of other really good policies, but they both increase spending on both non-defense and defense. And they will, they like to talk about how, we're only, you know, we're trying to, increase defense because the, you know, the Republican Party does have a strong defense, still, not even necessarily hawks, because there are a lot of hawks who admit that there is a lot of waste in the defense budget that needs to be addressed. But they will, shills for the military industrial complex who think that anything, you know, anything that is reduced, any program that's reduced spending will leave America defenseless. And so, but unfortunately, they are going to, both of these budgets actually do increase non-defense discretionary spending. Over the period of the budget. They do on paper balance, but still, it's...
I think the Library of Congress has to redefine the term conservative for these folks that don't understand what reduced spending really is.
They should also redefine reduce, because what this is this is a classic D.C. trick, is imagine if I told you and Jonathan that I was... I said, Robert, Jonathan, guess what? Great news. I'm on a diet. I'm on a strict diet. Remember on Friday nights, I used to go out and I would eat 10 tacos and I would have drink a 12 pack of beer. Well, last night, I went on a strict diet. I only had 8 tacos and I only drank 10 beers. Would you say that I was, really cutting back? But that's the type of math that they use. They say that, well, President Obama wants to spend $40 billion on the Department of Education next year. I'm probably way out of date with my my figures. It's probably more like $100 billion on the Department of Education next year to miseducate the children. Well, the Republicans will come along and say, no, we're going to spend $80 billion next year. Obama will scream that they're decimating and cutting the Department of Education to the bone. The Republicans will say, no, we're being fiscally responsible by cutting the budget. And those of us who, I mean, it's not even a matter of ideology
not a real cut.
It's a matter of common sense and math. You know, if a cut means you spend less in real terms than you spent the year before. And that's how everybody outside of Washington views a cut. But somehow in a cut, it's saying that, well, you know, I intended to, last week I ate 8 tacos and drank 10 beers. This week I initially intended to drink 20 beers and eat 30 tacos, but instead I only ate 25 tacos and I drank 15 beers.
Yeah, I think that's more accurate, your analogy there.
By the way, just so the audience knows, my beer and taco consumption is actually much lower than
I should hope so. Jonathan would be worried about Norm and helping him out with the nutrition side of things, which he's all in defense of course. But one of the things, and this brings Jonathan into the mix here, the FDA, I call them the Fear and Death Administration. I know they wouldn't take too kindly to that, but then I don't have to deal with them directly as Jonathan does. Norm says that they're wanting to regulate horse manure. I'm thinking, can we send all of the agents into the barn and keep them there?
Well, I thought they already were very familiar with manure, and I thought that really largely colored their thinking on things. I thought they were smoking manure over there. Well, you know, I wouldn't put it past them to want to regulate horse manure. They want to regulate everything. They would very much like to determine what goes into your body and be able to eliminate any freedom of discretion you might have in what you eat and what you drink and what you do with your free time. They believe that it is their right to be America's parent and to dictate to fully competent adults precisely what they can and cannot access and what they can and cannot know about the basic things in life like food and medicine.
And horse manure, evidently. It's something that our ancestors have been utilizing as fertilizer and currently do. If you're an organic farmer, horse manure is a great source of a natural fertilizer, and they want to get in there and regulate it. I wonder why.
Somebody along the way, while I, in my legal career, gave me a horse manure hat one time. I didn't know what that was trying to tell me. I don't think it was good. But they gave me a shellac hat. In the inside of it, it was filled with horse manure. That, I think, ought to be the new uniform at the FDA.
Yeah, let's
horse
pass
manure
that
hats
one.
And horse manure clothes.
Pass that on to the FDA agent, your local FDA agent. If that were an oxymoron enough, local and FDA, right?
Then someone
right.
might say they're full of horse manure.
Hey, well, yeah, and I'd agree. All right, Norm Singleton, Jonathan Emord, back to wrap up the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. After this brief break, stick with us. Now with horse manure.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach who's using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled sacrowedgy.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, next week I'll be up in Canada for Total Health, but in a couple of weeks I'll be up with Jonathan Emord and Norm Singleton in Washington, D.C. We'll be doing some live broadcast, and we'll get you more information on that momentarily. But real quick, Norm, I brought this Ron Paul rule up a little too early in the program this hour, and you weren't here. And it relates to the rules changes that were happening on the floor of the convention four or so years ago to try and prevent Ron Paul and his delegates from having an impact there. How might this impact Trump, for better or for worse, if it goes to a brokered convention?
Well, the rule which was rammed through at the right before the convention started and the nominations process on the floor began says that you can only have your name placed in nomination if you win, I think it's a plurality of 8 states. And this may end up not affecting the convention, because if Cruz wins Wisconsin, as you were talking about earlier,
yeah,
and then goes on to win some other states, it's possible that he could
he could hit the 8 states,
than,
right?
Than 8.
But Kasich, yeah, right, Kasich would be SOL in that scenario, would he not?
Kasich would be, anybody else who might they might try to bring in at the last minute would definitely be. And what's interesting about this is, I'm not a supporter of Trump. I doubt that he would be a good president. I'm not really sure, though, that most of his competition was, maybe except for Senator Cruz, would be either. But that's a personal opinion, not speaking for C4L, but which is, of course, is a C4. But is that this rule, which was done, is particularly to silence and squash the Ron Paul grass, Liberty grassroots. If you look on YouTube, you'll find the rule, an interesting video of John Boehner saying the A's have it and gaveling the rule down into effect without a vote. And if you listen, you might say, wait a minute, it sounds like there's a lot more no's, and they're,
yes,
at least the no's are very loud. Is he really being accurate? And then somebody captured on video the teleprompter, actually said the yeas have it. So there was a fix that John Boehner participated in that said that no matter what the clear will of the people on the floor was, they were going to make sure that that the rule was rammed through on a voice vote without a roll call vote.
Right. Fascinating history there, how the Ron Paul crew could be having an impact this time through. We'll see. By the way, I just saw something that Rand Paul was going to come out with some kind of an endorsement tomorrow. Do you know anything about that?
I do not. I'm not sure what he's going to endorse or who he's going to endorse. If he was going to endorse anyone in the presidential race, I would think it would be more likely to be Senator Cruz of the three Republicans currently running, but I don't know. You know, he did say earlier this year, or shortly after he suspended his campaign, that he was not intending to make a presidential endorsement, but.
Right.
I think he always left a little wiggle room, and he's always said he'll support the nominee, which is, that pledge is becoming a problem now.
Yeah, more than what the other candidates are saying now, Norm.
Right.
You know, we're almost out of time here, maybe a little less than a minute, Jonathan. Is there anything we can sneak preview, and we want to invite other journalists maybe up to the event in a couple of weeks at the National Press Club?
Well, I think we can say that this is going to be a revolutionary event where a petition is going to be filed with the TTB, which regulates alcohol. For the first time in the nation's history, there'll be a petition to seek approval for claims that would be associated with a special ingredient in alcohol that would reduce the harm to the liver. And this is a momentous event opening up the potential for a market in competition to reduce the harms of alcohol.
Yeah, this is a significant historic event. You're right. And I'm glad I'm going to be there as well as Norm Singleton. Thank you both. Thanks to Cheryl Chumley. Got lots more healing coming up. The monopoly of Big Pharma, is it going to get stronger or weaker? We're going to talk about that next. And we'll talk more about that big event coming up in a couple of weeks with Jonathan after this. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.